And lawmakers are now working out details of an $850 billion stimulus package that, among other things, will send a check to Americans to offset the economic hardships of this coronavirus pandemic. And the airline industry may also get some relief. They've requested $50 billion from the federal government. That's on par with what General Motors got during the last financial crisis. And for more on that, let's bring in Seth Kaplan, Here and Now's transportation analyst. And Seth, the lobbyists for the airline industry are saying that without this $50 billion, all seven of the country's biggest carriers will run out of money between July and December. Give us a sense of how badly the airline industry has been hit.
Well, when you consider, Tanya, that the airlines went into this crisis stronger than other crises, I mean, 9/11, for example, they were in awful shape, most of them before that. The fact that after just this amount of time, they could be looking at an existential crisis tells you just how bad the crisis is. They were better off. They're now looking at being far worse off than even after 9/11, than even during the global financial crisis, for example.
Right. And they received a bailout back then after 9/11. But I want to ask you more about this need for relief. Delta made nearly $5 billion in profits last year. And Bloomberg is reporting that U.S. airlines spent 96% of their profits over the last 10 years on stock buybacks. Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, companies, not just airlines, do these stock buybacks where they do what that sounds like, buy their own shares of stock. And it tends to prop up the price of the stock because they're just creating scarcity, right? They're taking shares out of the marketplace. And the allegation is that, look, these same executives that make these decisions along with their boards of directors get rich when they do that. So here again, the allegation that they did that where they could have, who knows, just conserved the cash, let's say. Airlines would say, look, we've managed these businesses much more responsibly. We thought we were ready for absolutely everything. And turns out, well, they were ready for absolutely anything except this.
Yeah. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren tweeted last night that if the airlines get this bailout, there need to be certain terms attached. But I want to also ask you about the subway system while we have you, the New York City subway system specifically. They're requesting a $4 billion bailout, citing ridership numbers have really gone down by 60%. Do you think they'll get that?
I think they'll get a good portion of it at least. And they're really facing the same thing here as the airlines, which is that these organizations, companies in the case of airlines or subway system, are mostly what you call fixed cost businesses. And that means that a lot of the money they spend, they're spending no matter what. In the case of an airline, you know, loans on airplanes or leases that you're paying for whether or not you're flying. In the case of a subway system, all kinds of infrastructure. And then all of a sudden, when the revenue evaporates, you know, a lot of the costs continue as if nothing changed, even though in reality, everything's changed. And so, for a lot of these companies, I mean, look, it's unseemly, right? The idea of here we are again, just like with the banks last time, having to bail out these big companies that in some cases have made mistakes. The question is whether they're just so important to the economy that you have to put the philosophy aside and do this. And we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. That's Seth Kaplan, Here and Now's transportation analyst. Thank you so much, Seth.
Thanks, Tanya.